Stop yawning! Hey!
Hi!
Stop yawning! I'm not yawning. Listen, welcome to Drinking Broette.
She was yawning. Listen.
No, I was doing like, I was just like doing a fake like scream. Like an air scream.
That's what it is. The minute you yawn, I yawn, and then no, I start getting yawning.
Tired. Yeah, I was
this
yawning.
This is why you gotta chug it.
Look.
The wine.
It's been a day. Oh, and you guys, we're giving you the show that no one ever asked for, which was us drunk.
Yeah. Well, no.
You guys go,
we're not drunk yet.
We're
drinking.
Not yet, but we're going to be drinking, and it doesn't take
much.
No. So by the end, we will be.
Yeah. Anyways. It literally takes me two White Claws with the guys during the podcast where I'm like,
oh,
at
crap.
The end of it, I'm like, ooh, I'm kind of feeling it.
Yeah.
Don't
yeah.
say something stupid,
yeah, yeah.
Tiffany.
And then you're just like sweating, looking forward. That's how I am. No, I'm just joking.
It's
I
okay.
just start talking.
I always sweat.
More.
Me too. I really do a lot.
It's been a day. I really need this.
Mm. So cab. You like your Cabernet Sauvignon?
I like a cab.
Which
I don't know why.
Favorite.
It's kind of like why I like, I know nothing about wine and I am not.
I don't either.
Like a
I think
wine.
I just pronounced it wrong in all honesty.
A cab? Cabernet?
Cabernet. But how do you say the last part?
Sauvignon. Yeah, Cabernet yeah. Sauvignon Blanc.
Yeah.
Not Blanc.
No, not Blanc.
That's white.
But Sauvignon Blanc is one. See how confusing it is? That's
so
why I
confusing.
Say cab. I
yeah,
feel
cab.
Very bougie if I'm at a restaurant and they're like, what do you want to drink? I'm like, I'll just take a glass of cab.
I think the same way about coffee, which Dan has told me is stupid. He actually called me the R word.
Really?
We know how Dan can be.
Yeah.
But anyway, I like coffee that's very dark and like tastes like coffee because uh-huh. for some reason in my mind that feels like it's more caffeinated, even though that's not true. And I think that the same way about cab. So
you
cab is like
stronger?
A little bit thicker, and so I feel like it's stronger, and that's not true either.
Did you always like dark red wine though?
You started off? No, it was after I became a mom.
Really?
Yeah.
It's when you needed the strong stuff.
Yeah, because I was still trying to drink the way that I used to.
Yeah.
And once you become a mom, you will get this too, where the term mom wasted comes from the fact that like you just lose your tolerance mm-hmm. for everything because you haven't drinking for that long.
Sure.
And then you're breastfeeding or whatever you may do, and you're like not sleeping, so you're not drinking. There's a long period of time that you don't drink, and you lose all of your tolerance. And
yeah.
so when you go out, you drink the way you think that you can.
Yeah, when you do before.
Mom's night out, and then you just get fucking blackout, right?
And then
on
I'm sure the next day is horrific.
Yeah, because you're getting up probably that night. Kids know.
Yeah.
So you're up. They know
Mom
when you
drank.
Go out.
Let's
yeah,
wake her up
let me
earlier.
Get up puking at 3 a.m. And you're like, yep, of course. Every single time.
Yeah.
So that's what mom wasted comes from. So
oh,
I had
I've
to
never
do,
heard that term before.
I have to do wine because I could just control it.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas like if I have a vodka soda somewhere, I don't know how much is in there. I don't know.
It should be regulated, but
it
you
should
never
be.
Know
but
if
you
they
know,
have a
you know
hand.
Someone, yeah, or whatever, yeah. or you make one at home, or you just start drinking. And anyways,
yes. And sometimes they taste so good,
yeah, that you're like,
that it tastes just like soda.
Yeah,
where you don't even know. You're like, oh no, it's fine, and you just keep drinking them.
Yeah,
I could see that.
So before I came here, I'm going to say a sentence that, I don't know. I would probably think twice about saying, but I'm just going to say it because it's true.
Be natural. Yeah.
So I have a Prada jacket. It's vintage. It's a hand-me-down.
You
I did
fancy.
Not pay. I did not pay Prada prices for it. I had a friend in California that worked for Prada, and so she would get like these random, you know, sample size shit, and
okay.
just like give them to me. So mm-hmm. I never have paid for a Prada, right? But
got
I
it.
Still have a jacket that says like Prada on it. So I was feeling cute tonight. We were gonna go out later.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, let me put it on. So I put it on. I'm saying goodbye to my kid, to my 16 month old. Sorry. And I'm like saying goodbye, give him a kiss. And he has this look on his face, and any mom will know this, where it's just like, he's either going, he doesn't know what's happening.
Yeah.
And it's just sort
so
of this face
scared?
Of like, it's just this, all of a sudden he's scared of something, and he's either going to blow out shit his pants or he's going to puke all over you. Those are the two things. And when you don't know what's happening with your body, how scary is it?
Sure.
That something's coming up and you don't know
yeah.
why. And you're like, so you have to like hold them. That's why you always get puke on you, because you can't, what are you going to do? Throw them on the ground?
Yeah.
Not on
no,
the Prada.
No, child.
Not on the
no.
Prada. So I'm holding him. I'm looking at him. I look down at my jacket. And I look at him and I'm like, all right, buddy. And he just like pukes all over the jacket. I'm like dry cleaning, obviously, immediately. Sure. But I'm just like, oh my gosh, buddy. And you have to like hold him, you know, because they're, it's a scary thing. So, you know, I'm just trying to, I'm thinking like, what could I have done, right? That's all you can do.
You did the, I feel like you did the right thing.
Oh my gosh.
You know what I mean?
Again, what was like the alternative?
Well, I feel like you would have felt really guilty. That if if you sat down your child and was like, don't you dare puke on my Prada jacket.
And I don't care about shit like that. Obviously, I don't even know how much the jacket would cost in real life.
Thank God for dry cleaning though.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, who cares? But that happened right before I got here. Mm. So I definitely need
the wine to numb it and just chug it down. Mm. Do it up.
And my alcohol alarm went off,
which is the Law and Order
SVU. Tune. I could say it's SVU because they're... Bum, dun, 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 bum, 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 bum. Oh my gosh.
I love SUV.
So much.
I'm obsessed with that one.
So much.
My sister and I will... So we used to watch Law and Order when we were younger, right? Yeah. When McCoy was on there, remember? And the chick with the darker hair.
Yes.
And so we used to watch it with my dad. And like, what would happen is my dad would be like, girls, it's time to go to bed. And then we would just kind of sit there still. And he would get really into the show. And then we would still awkwardly sit there and be like, did he notice us? Like, I don't know if he did.
Oh, and he just kept watching it.
And then he just kept
it.
Watching the show. So we got away with watching the show, but staying up later.
Oh, okay.
So we
just
would watch Law and Order with him. And we both end up liking it as we got older, which was funny.
Oh, yeah. It's so...
I'm obsessed with it.
So funny. Like, Mariska.
Remember? Oh, yeah,
Mariska,
the blonde.
Mariska Hargitay. No, that's the main gal.
Oh, yeah, that's the main gal. Yeah. Oh,
she's like queen.
She's
queen
still
Mariska. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
She's still on it, right?
She won't leave. She's on SVU.
The Christopher Maloney guy left. Do you remember him? So he was like, he's her partner.
Oh, yeah, he was cute.
Cute and like hardcore and kind of funny. And like, he's actually like a comedic actor, which is really funny.
He's been in a few comedies.
Yeah.
Which when I saw him in those, I was very surprised and happy.
Yeah, but it's always the dramatic actors that actually are the most funny in comedies, I think.
Really?
Because when you play things serious, there's nothing funnier than someone being really dramatic about stuff. Like,
You mean over dramatic?
No, so just like really playing something real. Oh, like, okay. There's nothing funnier to me than someone that just doesn't let it go, right? And is really serious about something that's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
That's hilarious. And dramatic actors can do that the best, for sure.
Well, good on him. Cute and talented.
Yeah.
But yeah. Well, so Cabernet is your drink of choice.
Yeah, what's yours?
Well, this is my wine of choice. But the thing is, when I first start off in wine, so I dated a guy when I worked at the Cheesecake Factory, right?
Brag.
I was underage.
Right? Oh, wait.
So I was underage.
You were allowed to work there, but you weren't allowed to drink.
I wasn't allowed to drink.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but I'm letting everyone know.
So it wasn't child labor.
Yes. I was underage. I was under the age of 21 to go drinking, but I had a fake ID.
Okay.
So homeboy wanted to take me on a date, and he was much older than me, like 7 years older.
Okay.
And so I'm like 19. He's like 26, 27, whatever. And he takes me to a winery that he used to work at. And they didn't even card me, which I was like, woo.
Yeah, because they like knew him, you know, when you like date bartenders and they can like get you in places.
And I feel like maybe I looked older than I really was, which I don't know.
Sure,
that was
you absolutely did not, by the way.
Back then.
Do you remember, like, if you look at a picture of you right now, you'll be like, oh my God, like they knew, they had to know.
You had to have known that I looked like a child.
They had to know. When I was 18 and I have this face, only a little bit fatter, so it was like.
Mine was super pudgy too.
So
I'm like, how did they not know?
They knew. They just decided to, yeah.
They were cool as fuck then.
Right.
Okay. So he took me to this place, and this is the first time I ever day drank my life, right? So he takes me to do wine tasting. And of course I didn't like any of the stronger red wines. I start off with all the rosés and champagnes and Rieslings and everything else, and I love them. And I remember was afterwards him dropping me off back in my house, and I laid on my mom and dad's water bed.
Whoopsie daisy.
Which
what
they still have a water bed.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
Ew.
They still have a water bed, but they put like the Tempur-Pedic stuff
over it.
Mm-hmm. Is that
they
funny?
Like that.
They
feeling
do.
Oh my gosh,
isn't
I would puke
it's not
every
no.
night.
But the thing is, it's not that bad. It's like a very thick bag apparently.
Then what's the point, bro? If you can't feel, that's what I'm saying. Like, people that have waterbed that's super hard. Oh, you're like, I remember just have a mattress.
So I remember laying on it, right? I remember plopping on it and just being, and I was already really drunk. So the whole like world was revolving, shaking and spinning. Like, but then laying on the bed, I was like, Mom. And she's like, are you okay? I was like, I don't know what's wrong with me. Like,
I think I have a cold.
The whole room was spinning and she was just like, she was so naive. And oblivious.
So she didn't even know that
she
you were drunk.
Know yeah, yeah, that yeah. I was drunk. Yeah, that was my first wine experience. So after that, all I knew is I liked Riesling.
Right. You like the
that's
sweeter.
All I drank.
Oh, for sure.
And Lord, did I get some of the meanest looks from some of the wine snobs out there.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Can you imagine now?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, I still like Riesling.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
There's a white Cabernet that I've tried before.
But you imagine some guy, 26-year-old, bringing a 19-year-old to this winery.
Oh,
and you're
yeah, no.
Like,
I would look and be like, dude, that guy's trying to
get her out of here.
That guy's trying to bang it.
I'd be like, get her out of here.
Oh, what a little, what a little twat.
I'd be such a snob. Get her out of here. She's a liability. No, I'm joking.
As I spit my wine into this little crevasse.
I'm a super snob as I get older.
Well, I took my mom to Sonoma, right?
Oh my gosh, lucky.
Well, she was helping me move from one base to another, and it was like the best trip ever. And I took her to Sonoma because she loves wine, but my mom also has a very immature palate, right? She's newer to wine. She loves just only white wine. And so we, of course, only went to the places that had white wine at the wineries. And I just remember the looks that, like, I'm best friends with my mom now. So I remember the looks that she was given by some of the, like, snobby people there who did the pours. And I was like, you son of a bitch, don't you look at my mom that way. Let her chug the wine if she wants
but
to.
Don't
judge her for spitting it out.
Totally. I think it used to be a lot worse. Where now it's like,
you think it's chilled a bit?
I think so.
You think they would have
wine
to.
Used to be really snobby. Like if you liked wine.
I don't know. Yeah, I got
it. And now it's like everyone kind of drinks it. There's tasting rooms everywhere. I don't know.
You would think they would be more inviting. Because you would get more people who would like the wine and say, hey, would you like to try this? Would you like to try that?
Yeah, you'd think.
You would think. Instead of leaving it up to the stuck-up people with their pinkies in the air.
Get her out of here.
That's all I can think of now. So just get her out of here.
That's how it would be, too. I'd whisper to the guy pouring, get her out of here. It'd be awesome.
Have you ever
I'm going to do it now.
I know. You need to do it.
I'm just going
to
find someone somewhere and just be, oh. Get her out of here. I might do it to you tonight.
You probably will.
I'm going to tell the bartender to get you out of here.
And he's going
to
be like, I probably
will. He's
going to
be like, no problem. I'm way ahead of you.
I've been wanting to get her out of here for the last 10 minutes.
She's ridiculous.
She won't stop singing Bop 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 Sweet Carolina.
Yeah. All night Riesling. That sugary shit will get you.
It will. That was probably the worst part. Yeah. I could never really get drunk off of wine. I would start with wine, which is probably what I'm going to do tonight.
Uh-huh.
And then I would move on and graduate to hard liquor.
Sure.
Because for me, the wine hangover, have you ever gotten so wasted on wine before?
All the time. It's all I drink. So the answer is
yes. All you drink. Oh, okay. So how's your hangover then?
I mean, if I drink a lot, it's bad, but I feel like it's way worse. Like we went to New York recently and we went to this like one dinner thing and it was with people that we needed to kind of impress. So I had a margarita.
Ooh,
or
fancy.
one or two margaritas. And it was like the next day I was puking, dying in the shower, old school style.
Sure.
Like old school hangover style where you're just like, I hate that. Can't keep anything down, right?
Yeah.
I have never had that from just drinking wine.
True.
Even
I
drink like a shit ton, I stay up late, da da da. But if I have a tequila or a hard liquor, I am like.
So tequila, like guaranteed every time I drink tequila, I will puke.
Sure.
Last time I was here, I did.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, yeah. And then the last time, even in California, when I drank
Why were
tequila,
you drinking so much tequila then when you were here?
It went down so easily.
Yeah, yeah.
And the thing is, you know what the problem is too? Is that I didn't really eat much that day because we did a podcast that day.
Yeah.
And I didn't eat much because I'm sure like nerves had to play a little thing of it at the time. And then also when we ate dinner, we didn't eat that much. We shared like some steak.
We were those girls that
night.
We
were those girls that drank too much but didn't eat enough.
Yeah.
And I had literally nothing to soak up the amount of alcohol.
The guys
in my stomach.
Just like shoveling plates of food and we're like,
and we were too busy talking and drinking.
Talking, sharing, like not wanting to shove food in our face, even though that's probably what we wanted to do.
Yeah.
But we were both trying, and we had like that was like the first time we met. So we're like, What do you want to get? Yeah, I don't know. Like, do you, I don't want to get.
You
want
to like share?
I don't want pizza with ranch.
Are we going to impress
obviously,
each other,
I don't want that. Yeah, exactly. Oh, you want
we shared
meat?
The meat.
Yeah, we shared the meat.
Yeah.
And then a cauliflower, which we wanted fries probably, but didn't get them.
Correct. Well, they didn't. I don't think they had them.
No.
And we were judged for getting meat by the waitress. Remember?
Do you remember? She was like, are you sure? And we're like,
yes, we're sure.
Yeah,
we're
dumb. Women.
We know what we want to eat.
Grown women. We probably should have gotten something else, actually.
We probably should have.
We're grown women. We know what we want.
She's
but maybe
like,
you should have.
Do you guys want somebody to maybe soak up the alcohol? No, fuck you.
Yeah, no. She was like, maybe. And we're like, ugh. And we were like talking shit about her the whole night. Ugh. Do you remember when she told us
get
what to get?
Get her out of here.
We should have listened to her, for sure.
Well, I've been drunk off of wine once, like so bad. Like projectile vomit wine.
Red.
Low it was quality. Not red. It was the box wine.
There you go. The answer is, the proof is in the pudding.
And I was, again, underage in college. It was my first year of college. I was a collegiate track runner. So I got like a full ride for track, right?
Oh my gosh.
And it was at a decent university. They're in CAA, I think Division II, maybe one now.
I don't know. I didn't go there. You
which
did,
is good.
But you should know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm saying they had graduated to something
okay,
better.
Okay.
But all of us track guys would all get together and they would do like the Tour de France kind of thing, which would have the bag, but then you would like run throughout the streets.
We did that in softball. Yeah.
However, I was not a long distance runner, so I hated that shit. I was a sprinter.
Okay.
Which is why I got recruited. But anyway, we would end up doing wine chugs.
Perfect.
And literally after you got done chugging an entire bottle full of wine, you just projectile vomit on the ground and then continue to chug. And those were by far the worst hangovers I think I've had in
sounds
my life.
Sounds like a personal nightmare. Why did you guys do that?
Because we were in college.
Okay.
And I was impressionable. And I did what other people did.
It sounds
and
awful.
It was fun at the time. And so you felt like, listen, I could recover like that.
Yeah.
Back in the day.
Yeah, that's true. Huh?
A few hours
it's
later,
it's not the same. I know.
I ate some grilled cheese, some greasy bacon.
You're ready to do like go out for the night. I know.
Nowadays, I'm recovering for 3 days, maybe, and I might feel completely normal after a week.
Yeah,
that's my issue. That's
and
why
even
I don't
then,
that much
you're
anymore.
Still like you feel the guilt of it for some reason.
You
comes
have guilt.
Up. I don't know what.
I wonder if
guilt.
It's a mom guilt. Do you have a mom guilt?
I just have that every day because I'm a working mom. But I don't feel bad about like going out or anything like that. But it's I think I've always had that. You know that thing where you wake up, you like wake up too early. You want to sleep in so bad.
I always wake up early. Yeah.
But you wake up early and then you start thinking about like what you did.
And you're like, why did I act like an idiot?
Did I say anything?
Sometimes,
and then you
I always
start,
say something stupid.
Yeah.
Or I act stupid in some way. And I go, why did I do that? I hope these people aren't judging me.
See?
Oh,
so I'll
I
wake
do
up
feel
too
that.
Early and I'll start with that where it's like, fuck. And then you can't go. You need to sleep in. Like you need to sleep to at least 10, whatever you did. Right.
Yeah.
But you can't. And now you're thinking about all the shit. And now you're like, oh, I have to like, let me get up. You know, those people that like try and like overcompensate for it. Let me go for a run. Let me redecorate the whole house.
I used
because
to go
you
for
feel
a run.
So bad. Yeah.
I used to be that person who used to go for a run.
Did it help?
It was, you know, it actually did, but it was when I lived in California and I would go to St. Anna to drink with my Czech friend, Alex,
oh, yeah.
And her and I were like the best drinking buddies ever. We'd have the bombest times. And so what I would do the next morning, because I would naturally just wake up early, right? It's like the alcohol going, get the fuck up.
Hey, idiot.
Listen.
You're a loser.
You drank way too much last night. You need to work out.
Yep.
And I would drive 5 minutes to the beach and I would run on the beach from pier to pier. Oof. And I honestly, I loved it though, because I love the ocean. So for me, it was like, oh, and I would get all the shit out of my system.
Better. Okay.
It made me feel better. But I don't think I would run anywhere besides the beach.
And that's the problem here is we don't have amazing weather like that. So I think in California, I would do that for sure. I think.
Yeah, the weather was gorgeous. So you could not pass it up.
Yeah.
You would wake up. And the problem is too, is that, so Alex, like California is super expensive, right? And Alex doesn't have the most money. So she lives in an area where they're all kind of closely together. And she didn't have AC in her building. So she had her windows open.
I remember that.
Yeah, she had her windows open. And her neighbors are literally, boom, like right there within reaching distance.
Yeah.
And they were like a Mexican family and they wake up super early every morning and be really loud and yelling at each other. And so you would naturally wake up early because of it. So it was, you would not want to sleep through that. So I just eventually just got up and I had to clear my mind and go run on the beach. after a night of drinking. And then, of course, you take a nap later on once you get home.
Well,
I know.
You're better.
It's what you, well, that was what I had to do. That was 2014, 15. Listen, I don't do that now. So don't feel too bad about yourself.
Get her out of here.
Get her out. God damn it, you runner.
Get her out of here.
Get her out of here.
So we'll actually, let's go into some stories after
I have
the sponsors.
A lot of really embarrassing drunken stories to tell. Sadly.
I have, like I said.
I know you have some. Don't you some. Dare hold you, back on me, Jesse.
My memory is horrible. And I think I feel like I blacked out for my entire 20s.
I feel like I did too.
So like,
but I have so many friends
like
that tell me
bits and pieces of stories, and then I have really bad like get in trouble stories.
Do you have pictures of these stories?
Pictures of the stories?
So I have pictures.
God, no. You do?
My I have the best friends in the world. They take pictures of me when I'm all fucked up.
How?
And then they tell me about it the next day and then for years to come.
No, I hate that shit.
My best
That's
friend
like
from
my
college.
Least favorite.
My best friend for the last 15 years will still tell some of these stories about me.
All right, well, let's get into them after the sponsors.
Yeah.
After our first sponsor, ghostbed.com. Listen, tonight after we drink and party, I am going to, whoa, whoa there, cowboy. I'm going to need a little bit more of that. So don't pour all that in there. Oh, you
I
have another
two.
Bottle. Okay.
Yeah. I got you.
Thank God.
Listen, we're going to need a good place to sleep tonight.
So it needs to be a ghost bed. I'm
very
excited.
Comfortable bed.
Yeah. How is the bed at the Airbnb? Obviously, you need.
You know what? I'm staying in a bougie Airbnb, but I think that it's mainly because of the sheets. They could do,
do
with a better bed.
Yeah.
They could use with a ghost bed.
Yeah, everyone can use a ghost bed. It's pretty much the. I will go to bed. I'm blaming it on the ghost bed. I'm not sure what it is, but I will go to bed and lay in bed, watch TV way earlier than maybe I should.
It's so comfy now.
So comfortable. It's like a cloud and I could just get to watch my murder crime documentaries and just like go to sleep with like
it feels like you're
murderer's hug. Just
so you're literally floating
in
the clouds watching murderers on television.
It's just like Henry. Right now it's I go to bed with Henry Lee Lucas just giving me a nice little hug before bed.
That's beautiful.
Not killing me like he did everybody else.
Yeah. But you're watching
him kill
everyone
else. For me, he doesn't because I'm on the ghost bed.
Sure.
And I can watch those kind of things and be fine with it because it's just such an awesome night's sleep. So they're having a holiday sale.
As you
know,
we can't say a big sale right now.
We can't say Christmas.
Holiday.
We can't say we have to say holiday because
Merry
it has to
Christmas,
be.
Merry Christmas, you all.
I know you assholes. Now listen. Because of what? Hanukkah and Kwanzaa.
No, it's just people are being politically
like they're being pussy.
They're being
why
a bunch
I
of vaginas.
Why can't
I
say I
should
Merry
be able
Christmas,
to say Merry Christmas
happy
if
Hanukkah.
It's Merry Christmas for me. It's Merry Christmas. Listen, if I want to say Merry Christmas, it's Merry Christmas.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. She's taking a stand.
And
you guys.
Happy holidays.
She's taking a stand and she's saying Merry Christmas. I think Trump does that too, doesn't he?
What?
He says Merry Christmas, I think.
I don't know.
I think Trump takes a stand on it.
Oh, good for him.
He's one of those, which I like.
If it's your thing, you should.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
If that's your holiday and you see someone. Anyways, you see someone with the tree and whatever you say,
Merry Christmas.
Obviously, you're not Jewish. You can't have the tree if you do. Anyways, whatever. Ghost bed. I'm sorry. I've gone off on a tangent. But anyways, they have holiday deals. 50% off an adjustable base, which is.
That's legit.
Their biggest ticket item, so you're basically getting that shit for the best price you're going to get right now, I think.
Yeah.
Since we've had them as a sponsor, this is the best deal that they've had.
I've heard they have like USB and plugins and everything.
Dude, the adjustable base is the shit. You said you have one, you're going to have to get rid of it and get this one.
Oh, we'll definitely have to get a new mattress for
sure.
Yeah,
you're going to get a ghost bed.
I bought myself a Tempur-Pedic when I got divorced, but that's like the guest bedroom. We're going to need like a California king.
Oh, you can't have the same bed.
Ghost bed.
That you've been doing God knows what on, right?
No, yeah, not, no. That's
you got
why
it
made,
after
that's
your
why
divorce.
Made my husband get a new bed when
you
we
have
first got
to.
Together.
You have to.
Yeah.
You don't want to be sleeping with those ghosts.
A complete cum dumpster full on the mattress.
You never know. God. The girl
disgusting.
Could have brought her lizard over. Just
the,
let the lizard
oh,
crawl
the lizard,
all over.
The lizard trails
that comes
on those
from like,
what the
from like
fuck
Ross
is that?
Saying one time that he dated a girl that had a lizard. And I just go, what the fuck is wrong with you?
and
lizard ownership.
And you broke up with her for me? Wow.
I know. Ooh, I feel so fucking good. Obviously, you were going to break up with her. She had a lizard.
Duh.
You can't have a lizard. Not in captivity. It's not fair.
She's very exotic.
Very exotic. No, she was a dirt bag, obviously. You don't have a lizard in your house unless you're gross. Anyways, good riddance.
bye, lizard lady.
Oh, ghostbed.com/drinking bros.
Yep. Drinking bros.
It is drinking bros. I think even when we do get our own whatever.
Sponsors.
Yeah.
Sponsors.
That one will definitely still be drinking bros because it is
which
for
we
Ross
definitely
Patterson
have
Revolution.
Some in mind.
Yeah. Ones that we want.
Like the ones that you use and we
like
use.
Tesla, if you want to.
Oh, like Tesla
sponsor,
cars?
If you want to sponsor us.
I'll take Daily Harvest.
Yeah. I want Daily Harvest if you're listening.
I'll take a wine club.
Yep. Any kind of wine club where I get like wines picked out for me, you know?
Yeah.
Anyways, but we do have.
We do have the
Luke.
Luke Belair. I always say it. Because they have a Lux brand.
Dang it. We can't open these because I think eventually by the end of the show, we're going to be popping one of these open.
Yeah,
I
but feel not, like not the drinking bros
you can't
one,
do the ones
the
with
legit
the,
ones.
With the customized Drinking Bros thing, but LukeBelair.com/drinkingbros, LukeBelair.com/drinkingbros. I think it's 20% off. Anyways,
it is,
you
yeah,
need
20.
To, yeah, you need to get at least, just get one box of these. Even if you like bring
a great
it.
Gift.
A what?
A great gift.
It's a great gift. And then also with the holidays, you're going to need to bring stuff to people's houses. Obviously, you do not go empty-handed. I always say this, no matter what it is. Even if you don't have money, you can make cookies from the frickin' Toll House thing for what? $2, I think.
Maybe.
You can get one of those for. Bring something always. But this, people will be like, oh, shit.
Oh, she's fancy.
Shit. And then if they listen to the show, then they're going to know that it's really nice, really fancy. So just get one box, try it. Yeah. I say the gold or Lux. If you like rosé, get the rosé because it's super. It's like a really high end rosé. But the gold has been a hit in Oh, there we go. Thank you, Jamie. Look at this.
Yes.
Ask and you shall receive.
Wait, are we gonna drink
French
this
luxury?
With the wine?
I think no. I think once we get to the end of the wine, we're gonna have to be like
okay.
Pop the champagne. Or maybe we should just open it and
this
take
does
a sip.
Look really good though. I feel like if
very
you
refreshing.
Put a little bit of this with wine, it would make it like a sparkling wine.
Oh, you're gross.
What?
Oh, you're a dirtbag.
Any of
Do you have a lizard?
Give me all of the alcohols.
Get her out of here. Are you kidding me? What is
have
wrong
you
with
not,
you?
Listen, have I'm you joking. Not heard Have you not heard of
Do you want to open it?
Irish Someone trash cans know. Or Long Island.
Oh wait, you
they mix like tons of alcohol together.
No,
same
you told
thing.
Me about the Irish
You put
trash
champagne,
can.
Champagne, and
I
wine
would
together.
I do a champagne.
You want this?
I would. I was going to open it, but you can
hold no,
it.
No, you got it.
You're more
bougie than me.
I do champagne cocktails, right? So if you do like a vodka, cranberry, or some kind of whatever with a little thing of
That's
champagne
smart.
On the top.
I never thought of that.
So you
know
you
what?
Yeah.
I heard champagne's a little bit even better, too, with some fruit in it. You know what I mean?
So good. And
it gives a nice little fruity flavor.
If you're on a diet, champagne is the best thing for you to drink, although I know you guys don't always want to.
Yeah.
But this is actually
Well, it's
easy
one that I feel
drink.
Like you can get drunk off pretty easily, right?
It is, but it's hard. And it's good because it's hard to drink really fast. Mm. You know, it's like very bubbly and dry. Yeah. So it keeps you civilized and keeps you skinny.
Listen,
now listen.
Whatever the housewives do of Orange County,
champers, right?
And New
I'll
York,
have a
and whatever all the place, Beverly Hills. I want to do because they're my idols.
Oh my God! Hush. Get her out of here.
Wouldn't it be funny if they really were? But no,
listen.
I see them do drink
now. Listen,
champagne
now.
All the time. Oh
I
wait,
have something.
We
I
gotta
have,
hear this.
I have something controversial to say about that.
Okay, hold on. Woo! Man,
we're
that
partying.
Sound gives me a lady boner.
We need to make a.
Olympic old lady boner.
Are you saying that because you know it pisses me off?
No, does it?
Yes. I say it on many shows where I'm like, I hate when girls say lady boner. It makes me so uncomfortable.
Now
obviously, now you have to.
I have to.
It makes me so uncomfortable. I'm just like, oh, it like makes me think of A lady boner. A I mean, big, just straight up lady.
You know what it probably makes you think of? A big clitoris. Just ba-ching.
You know why? Because it's what we were talking about earlier. We're like, we don't have to. You know what I mean?
We don't have to be one of the
dudes. We don't have to say it's a boner. We need to think of something else.
Big old lady boner.
I'm getting a couple of hard nips.
Oh, I something like that.
That we actually have. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, that makes my nips super hard.
And even that's making me uncomfortable too. See, actually, I don't know what.
All these things make you feel uncomfortable.
The way you said lady boner, like right at my face, mm-hmm. I thought you knew. Like the way that you said it, I thought you knew.
I don't really say it that often.
I feel like you did.
I don't know. I really
no, I feel
didn't
like
know.
You're lying to me.
I don't really say that often, but I think it's funny to say.
It's giving me a, but you like made a point to be like, oh yeah, it's giving me a lady boner. So
who
I thought.
Knows? You'll never know. It's a mystery.
I know.
It's a mystery.
I think you do know. God damn it.
Anyway, folks, Luke Belair,
you guys. And I guess we'll just drink out of the bottle.
Oh, that is super.
I have a hot take
controversial thing to say.
What? About the Housewives, which you were saying like they're my idols, right? Which,
I was kind of joking, but I do love
them. No, but listen, I do like watching them, yeah. But you know how they all get divorced? Get her out of here.
Yep.
So, you know how they all get divorced pretty much?
Yeah.
Once they get on the show? Here's my theory behind it.
Why do you think
so
that
it does actually empower them. They make their own, they actually make really good money doing it.
I've heard that.
They make their own money. They're hanging out with their friends. They're going on trips. They're like, you know, becoming their own person outside of having kids and being in a relationship. Obviously, if they get divorced, it wasn't the best relationship
well,
in the first
what?
Place, right? But they
like,
didn't have the money to get out of it, which is a lot of people's issue,
shit.
Right?
I didn't even think about
that. And so they're like, the guy makes all the money. You're this rich housewife.
And they felt stuck.
They feel stuck, right? Wouldn't you? You're like, you have this lifestyle. All your friends are dependent on you having this lifestyle, whatever. So I actually think, again,
it's a good thing.
It's a hot take and it's a controversial thing. But I think it actually empowers women in a different way where these girls are actually finding their own power. And then they end up fucking leaving the guy.
Well, and you know what,
or too? He doesn't like it, right?
True. I also think it might expose a lot of things in their whole life and world.
Yes.
They might be so used to staying in this bubble where they have a bunch of friends who just kiss their ass nonstop all day long. And
I don't and like they, them to get divorced with the young
no,
kids
I don't
and
either.
Stuff. But once they're,
but you know what,
they're
though?
Usually older.
Kids need to grow up seeing a great example of their parents loving each other, not fighting nonstop and think that that's okay. And then grow up doing the exact same thing, right?
Yeah.
I think maybe a little bit too is that they see all these other women being treated probably the right way and more people like their relationship being exposed on television and people going, that's not normal.
Dude, yes.
People normally don't
he
do that.
He shouldn't be telling
and then
you
all of
not
a sudden,
to do this.
Right.
Yeah.
The and whole go, time in oh, their head, shit. They're going, I thought so, but I wasn't sure. And maybe it's more clear
because
to them.
You, yeah. And so you get, and again, and you have money to leave. You have a platform now. If you stay on the show, you can still be divorced and stay on the show, right? And if you choose to do that and let the guy fucking spin out and leave you and stay on the show, you will continue to.
I did not think of that.
Right? And so it's a weird way to think of it, but everyone's always like, oh, they get divorced because you can't, you know.
Because
like,
the show came
because
between
the
their
show
marriage.
Fucks with
it's
them.
A show
no,
thing. No.
The show takes away that thing, this age-old thing that happens between men and women, which is the money-power struggle, and it's been happening since the dawn of time. I don't know if your mom told you,
yeah.
But my mom always told me to have your own money, just a little bit. Have a little bit of
correct.
Your own money that nobody knows about, just in case. And her mother told her, and the girl and the mom before her, like it's this thing that moms kind of always say.
Well, I've always had my own bank accounts. I never shared,
right?
Even when I was married, now and before.
So now you have your own.
I have my. We both have our own separate ones.
Yeah.
Still, we don't have a shared one.
Yeah.
I never had a shared one even before with my ex-husband. Thank the Lord. Because
well,
he was shitty with money.
You make your own money though too.
Correct.
So when you are, once you get into this world of like
once
having kids or having two kids and you can't work as much and you do need to have access to money for if, you know, your family wants to reach for a fucking paper towel and have it be there and they want to just reach for food and have, you have to be. You have to make that happen, right?
No, that's smart. That's
and
very
so
smart.
And so you kind of need, it'd be, you know, we have separate and one that's together, right? Mm-hmm. So we have our separate ones, but then the one that's together is, you know, basically it's his money is our money and my money's my money.
Sure. Right? My husband always says that. He goes, what's mine is yours and what's yours is yours. Right? I'm like, God, you're so smart. I love you.
Right?
Yes.
But if you get into a place where like these women have, where they have kids, they stay home mm-hmm. because it's just more financially, in many cases, it's financially better to do that instead of paying for the child care in order for you to, it's the shitty cycle
sure.
of women working. But we just, it costs so much more for us to be in the workforce, right? Because mm-hmm. we have to make sure that our kids are taken care of.
Yeah.
So you get into the cycle of that. And I think a lot of these women did. And then they end up getting stuck. And there's no other way. And when Andy Cohen comes to Colin, that's
their
one. You're
going to fucking answer.
That's their one chance to A, make their own money, make their own name for themselves, mm-hmm. get their own platform. And if they use it in the right way, they can get the fuck out of that relationship that clearly wasn't good enough. And if the guy leaves them because they have too much fame or they're too busy at work, then they shouldn't have been together anyway. So I think that it weeds out what should have happened anyways, and it takes away that money power struggle.
You know who I love single?
What?
Ramona.
Oh my gosh. Ramona is the best single. I hated her in the relationship, by the way.
Oh, I did. She was awful. She was bitter. She was
awful. You know
awful,
who was
bitter,
also bitter?
Weird. Was Tamra. Tamra was very upset in relationships, and so was Vicky. You could tell when people are in toxic relationships because
they're different.
I can't think of her name, who's also on OC.
What's she look like?
Dark hair.
Blonde? No, dark hair. Dark hair. Newer, older?
She's old. Newer.
In the newer season?
Yeah.
Of Kelly. OC.
Kelly.
She's blonde.
Kelly is dark hair.
Kelly Dodd?
Kelly Dodd is dark hair. She's like dirty blonde, maybe dark hair. But she, when she was in a very toxic marriage,
right,
she was so upset. I mean, she has got anger issues, but you can tell because people are projecting.
Oh,
right?
No, you're right.
Yeah.
I fucking love her,
project.
By the way.
She's so honest, but she says some ruthless shit when super mad.
I know. I like it.
Do you?
Oh, in that show, I think she's doing. The other thing is, I think she's doing what
you
she
needs
to do.
You think she's just being dramatic?
You
think she's bringing in the
by the way,
fucking
if you're,
viewers?
That's the other thing. If you're boring on that show,
well, that's
they
why
will
Tamara's
kick you
around.
Off and they will fire
dude,
you.
Dude, Tamra is the pot stirrer of the OC because she just brings it in.
She wants that money.
People want to see it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, listen, people watch that shit for a reason, right? I don't really watch a lot of TV, in all honesty, because I have this stuff all recorded on DVR.
Yeah.
Is it called DVR?
Yeah.
Is it? DRV? I feel,
DVR. It's DVR.
Is it DVR? Wow. I felt really stupid saying that
for a
second.
That is an old school.
It is old school term.
Yeah.
But
it's on cable, but you DVR'd it?
Yeah, but you save it.
Okay.
I will watch it later on when I get home from like work at the end of the day. I'll watch it, binge watch it on maybe a weekend, right? When I have some free time after cleaning the house. And it's kind of like a guilty pleasure of mine. I'll watch that stuff.
Yeah, definitely.
And definitely I'm drawn to some of the drama, like ooh, oh my god, what's gonna happen next, oh my god, why would they talk to each other that way, let me see what's
I can
gonna
only
happen.
Take so much of it. I love it for a second and then it starts to get really grating, but yeah, for that one I can watch maybe two.
Mm-hmm.
But if I can tell that they're trying to
me too
to stay on the show basically and stay relevant, I'll check out.
Yeah.
But you know what? Real. They're fighting for their fucking lives basically at that point. Like, and Kelly Dodd, of course, she was getting divorced. She's like now in this tiny apartment. Like, she is stirring the pot so she could keep in the fucking money.
Sure.
By the
well,
way.
She's now engaged. Though.
Do what
some
you gotta
dude from
do.
Fox.
That's right.
I guess. Or whatever.
That's right.
I don't know. But so let me ask you this. Do you like other reality shows like The Bachelor or Bachelorette?
I do watch The Bachelor. I do.
You know what? Okay, so for me,
I
when
think
comes,
Bachelor has a good sense of humor about itself, but go ahead.
I agree. When I, no joke, before I joined the military, right? So 2005, 2006, like when The Bachelor first started, I don't even know when it originated.
I know, it's literally been on
for
23 seasons
so fucking
or something
long.
Crazy, yeah.
My mom and my sisters and I used to watch it. Like, we would bond as chicks, and it was like our thing. It was like what we did with my mom. We loved it so much.
Funny, dude.
And I vividly remember being in basic training, being in boot camp, right? And my mom would write me these letters and just tell me, like, ask me how I'm doing. And on the border of the letter, she'd be like, oh, by the way, like, Chris picked so and so and so and so, and he sent her home. And it was like, it was a very great memory that I have.
Yes.
So I actually didn't watch it for a while. And then I had a bunch of girlfriends, all the wives of the guys I work with, they all would do like a Monday get together, right? And we'd all drink wine.
It's like,
and eat crackers and cheese and
it's
stuff.
It's a whole thing.
And we'd all watch it. And I got back into it again. And while I could think it's completely unrealistic and it's probably a terrible premise to find someone, I still like watching it.
Well, that's how me and Ross got together. What? Using the same, well, he first of all, he Me Too'd me, right?
Whoa, a second.
But
wait,
it worked
a second.
Out.
What did we, tell so me about this.
We did this movie called, I'm going to brag for a second, but we did this movie called 50K and a call girl. Mm-hmm. And he had hired me to do this job. So he was my boss. I had just done like a movie. He had seen it and he cast me in this movie. And the movie was, I traveled around with the crew and cast for 30 days around the U.S. doing all this crazy shit. So we like jumped out of planes. We flew MiGs. We like took mushrooms in Joshua Tree. We did all this crazy shit, right?
That's fun. Yeah.
Yeah. But that's the same psychological model that they use for The Bachelorette, which is if you do something crazy together, like either jump out of a plane together or something, you are bonded in this weird way.
That's a very big bonding experience, I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah. Or if you go on, you know, you go to an amazing resort, mm-hmm. or like all this crazy run with the bulls. They do these crazy things so that you're weirdly bonded very quickly.
Sure.
Where The Bachelor is only like,
I was like,
it's
how
like
long
6 weeks or something. It's not a long time.
That
and by
is
the
short.
End, people are
getting married.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, getting engaged.
Right.
That's
but
ridiculous.
They use that. They use all these like psychological methods of like weird scare tactics. Like they'll get like
for people to get close and
to
open
get
up.
Close and to like open up and to feel really bonded and really close to someone.
Sometimes I feel like, in all honesty, some of these girls feel forced to open up because they sit there and go like, hey, like I didn't want to tell you this, but I'm like competing with like 30 other women, so I'm just gonna like tell you the deepest darkest secrets of my life so you can keep me around one more week because it's like
they
a competition
tell you.
And like so my parents killed themselves and like
no, it's always something really shitty. It's
I'm an orphan and like
it's something that they have to like reach for, right?
Yeah. What
Hello?
The fuck was that?
It's they have to like reach for it, right?
They do.
So they'll
yeah.
be like, okay, I need to open up. So like, one time, this
at band camp
guy, exactly. This guy in high school like said he was gonna kill himself, and like it really just affected me. You know, they're like need to have this moment with the guy because the guy keeps saying you need to open up. You blah blah blah.
This is how they edit it. He's like, hey, so yeah, Sarah hasn't really opened up lately, and I'm like thinking about sending her home, and it's gonna take like something
because she
like
doesn't have some weird tragic
and
bullshit
then
in her
like,
life.
Hey, yeah, so I was actually a conjoined twin at birth, and like we got cut apart, and I lost my sister.
Do you want to see the head? And she like opens the jacket, and the head's right there, and she's like, you're welcome. Is that open enough for you?
And he's like, oh my God, I love you. I'm gonna
I love you.
Forever.
You opened
and
up
then,
to
like,
me.
And then keeps her 1 week and then like makes her
yeah,
leave
exactly.
because she didn't like fucking put out or something.
Exactly. Or the best part is the weirdest part to me is the fantasy suite, right? Where you like have sex with someone and then you send them home. And that's where it starts to get very normal for me where I go, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
You have sex with them, you're done. And now you're moving on.
Yeah,
because
you don't know what the other people are like.
Exactly.
You know, the best part
so
that
there
I
you go.
Is Hannah Brown fucking that, what, that pilot dude.
The pilot dude. Three times
Four
or something.
Four times.
Four times, I'm sorry, yeah.
So my...
And sending him home.
Here's my thing with that. If homeboy could fuck four times in a night, how
you keep him. He's
are
a keeper.
You that dumb...
He's a keeper.
...that you sent him home and went for Jed?
For Jed. My
Why
God.
Did you give up Tyler? What's his name? Who's the pilot?
You're getting heated. Yeah, Pete.
Peter,
but he's the bachelor right now.
Yeah, but so there was
so
like a
won.
Sneak peek from Dancing with the Stars because mm-hmm. I watched that too because my husband watched that with me actually. And it showed.
Do you like Dancing with the Stars?
I kind of do.
My mom loves
it. I loved dancing when I was younger. So it's like, yeah. It's something I've always wanted to do still. So I watch it because I'm living through them.
Okay, cool.
But so they showed a sneak peek of
Get
Hannah.
Her out of here.
Just joking. This bitch is okay. Lady Boners so, and dances.
Yeah. I like to dance, but anyway.
So, but it showed a sneak peek of her talking to Peter on The Bachelor. And saying
they bring
twist
back
shit around.
The last one.
And they showed her saying that she still had feelings for him. And I was like, excuse me, what? What?
So that bitch. She tried to do it with Tyler C, too.
I do.
Calm
I would
down,
do it with
Hannah.
Tyler C about 15 times a night.
Yeah, exactly. They didn't have sex. Excuse me.
Well,
else is that guy good
for? You
know what
she said?
The conversation
me? Right?
Is not fucking.
Right?
It's definitely lacking.
She even said that in the fantasy suite that she purposely did not want to have sex with him because she knew their whole relationship was sexual. And I'm like, bitch, you are wrong.
But if you know that, then you know there's nothing moving forward. Why don't you just
have sex with him and have the best sex of your life, most likely. Dude, she was probably getting a lady boner when he was
shut up.
when he was massaging on her, because I wasn't even getting turned on just watching that. I was like, dude, you can massage
that massage
me all day long.
That massage.
Right?
Sorry, I am sorry.
Wow,
but that
getting
massage
really hot here.
Scene, dude. I will say this again, Tyler
C,
when he opens his mouth, it's a no go. But my God. Anytime
like
he's not
dancing?
Speaking, no. No, I didn't like his dancing.
He liked
or talking.
Yeah.
And I thought those pants got a little short
they were,
sometimes.
They were, no. First of
they
all.
They really went up.
First
they
of
were
all, those
really
pants were way too tight.
Yeah. And then his story was a little bit, he kept talking about his big tragedy was that he used to be rich and now he's poor.
Was
remember?
It?
So like,
no, it was
his
not.
Big story that he kept telling was his family used to live in Jupiter, Florida and have this amazing place. He took her, remember, on the...
Yeah, I remember that. No, I remember that.
In the
but I was
intercoastal
so
or something and pointed...
By...
Oh, I know. You couldn't hear anything he was saying.
I was
probably.
Like, he's shirtless.
Yeah, exactly. You were just like Hannah. Like, he's awesome. He's perfect. You're like, no, you can't have a conversation with him. Calm down.
Yeah.
But he took her through the intercoastal and was just like, that's where my family used to live. And we had this big booming business. And then the real estate, something hit.
No way.
And then we lost everything. And that was the story that he just like kept bringing up. And so all I hear in my mind is poor. You're poor. I can't. You're poor.
Do you think
but
that
you keep
the
talking about
Network
how you
was like, listen, you need to have some type of sob story. I don't care what the fuck it
absolutely.
Is, but you better come up with one.
Absolutely.
And you need to tell it as often as you can.
Absolutely.
And so his was like, I have had a really good life. So we went from like affording Prada jackets to, you know, affording like Coach stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And you don't really feel bad for him, but then he's really sad about it. So you feel bad, but then you hear what he's actually saying and you're like, it sounds like you're crying about being poor.
I never heard what he was saying.
To, of course you didn't.
Because I was so distracted by his
of course you didn't.
V.
You're ridiculous.
The V.
Yeah, I know. But just like his voice. I mean, he was everything he was
what?
Supposed to be. He was tall.
No,
he was. Perfect.
Well, you said until he opened up his mouth.
Yeah, until he starts talking. And I'm sure the producers told him like, hey, bro. Exactly.
Limit your words.
But they also said, hey, you're not really having a lot
you
of
need
depth.
To be shirtless.
Like, she is going to send you home. Do you have anything that you could... They always do that with them, right? Do you have anything that you can like tell her that's going to like really...
Reel her in.
Tug on those heartstrings
yeah.
and like take you to another level, which is what they always say, right? It's like, I'm not here to make friends and I want to take it to the next level.
Yeah.
And she's not opening up or something. They have all
something.
These like phrases. There's like the bachelor phrases
yeah.
that they always say, which I love.
You know who I was surprised he stuck around longer than he really needed to was Luke P. White. Was it Luke P?
Yes.
They call him, yeah.
Well, he was the
Lukeness monster. Like, what the fuck? And, okay, so I grew up in a very Christian household, right? Like,
yeah.
Very strict Christian values and morals. And I will admit that one part of I noticed growing up with Christianity is that you get dealt a lot of hypocrites where they want to sit there and preach the word and the gospel to you and tell you, like, hey, you
oh,
shouldn't
sure,
do
sure,
these
sure.
things.
That's exactly what
but
he
then
was.
But then they do just as much shit, right? So I've learned so much on my own. And for me, I felt like he gave that whole Christianity, biblical, like, name a very bad name.
Yeah.
Like, super controlling, very, like, I don't even know how to put it, how he was. Like, demanding.
He was very controlling.
You know?
he was a little bit like stalker style. Yes. You know, like we were talking about those guys. Manipulative. Tinder guy that like.
Yes. Very manipulative.
I ironed a shirt for you guys.
He made her feel like shit for being intimate with someone else when he was a sex whore before.
Exactly. But look, in real life, if that was a real life thing where he was dating her. And he heard, like, say no cameras around, right?
Sure.
In a real life situation, he really likes this girl. She's talking about having sex with other people. That he had a real reaction to it, right?
No, he had a real reaction.
That would be in real life, but you're not in real life. You're on The Bachelor. So, like, you need to. But he just wasn't even.
Well, that's the hardest part about The Bachelor. Like, so my husband will watch it with me sometimes because he knows that I like it and he'll make funny jokes.
By the way, they like it.
No, well, he likes it because
he likes it.
He will make funny jokes throughout it, and I think it's cute. And then we probably end up fucking most likely after it because I feel so lucky to have him after watching all those douchebags on screen.
So he loves it.
Mm-hmm. So he'll make his little comments here and there. But I can only imagine because to me this is an unrealistic fact. I'm not gonna date someone and start falling in love with someone who's dating 15, mm-hmm. 30, even 5 other people. Listen, if you are kissing other people while I'm falling in love with you, something's fucked up.
Yeah.
And to me, I don't know how people do that on TV. And I think part of it is like, I want to be famous. I want to blow up my Instagram.
And you know, you don't know them that well. So if you really think about it in real terms, it's like, they know them for a week and they don't see them all the time. So it's like,
no,
when he first told her that he loved her, he had only hung out with her for 20 minutes. So that's why it was like,
that's
calm
weird.
Down, Luke P. You're a stalker. You have
that
problems.
That is stalkerish.
Right.
That's a little bit, you know what? I feel like someone's really getting into their head and convincing themselves. I'm sure they have plenty of alone time to like really go crazy and like, no, I do.
Oh,
love
they
them.
Do.
No, I do they keep love them, them.
They keep them isolated. They liquor them up. Daily.
Oh, I heard that they actually ask them what their favorite alcohol is and they purposely keep that on hand.
Yeah.
Which,
and
you
if
know,
you're filming all day, you have nothing to do, you have no phone or anything, you're just going to start drinking at whatever.
Jesus.
Noon.
This is why I can never do it. And this is why I would never do it, even if I was younger. Let's say if I was 10 years younger, right? 23. Ugh. They would love me on TV because I would get wasted and say stupid shit and they'd be like, she makes the best TV. But then later on, I'd be like, oh my God, I'm so depressed because why would I want to be shown like that on television?
Mm-hmm. And once you get in the machine, you get into the Bachelor machine, right?
You do.
So that's why you keep seeing the same ones always around.
Once you're done, so you get fed into this Bachelor machine, so you do it. And then you grow into like this very instant fame, but then it's very short-lived. And so it seems like a lot of these people do whatever they can to continue to stay somewhat famous. So they'll do Bachelor in Paradise, possibly, or they'll take on some deal with like different glasses or like some fucking clothing company.
Different
something.
Glasses? What?
You never heard of that? It's called Different or Different. I don't know. But it's a glasses brand.
Oh, and they okay. hit I thought up you were all, just saying.
No, it's a glasses brand. It's called Different or something. And they hit up all the Bachelor or Bachelorette contestants and have them all.
Fab Fit Bun Box. They get all the fucking.
Hey guys, Fab Fit Bun Box.
Hey, by the way,
$21.99.
If you want to hit me up. Anyways, we need to talk about some drunken stories because we're getting to like the end of the show.
Oh, Jesus. Oh.
I mean, wait. Not really, but we need to tell a couple.
Okay. Well.
Because we did tease it. Wait. Let me start over.
Words are really hard.
Is this the fourth show or the fifth?
No, it's Quattro.
Okay, it's Quattro. Thank you, Jamie.
Wait,
and who
Jamie,
broke the
Jamie
bottle out
Quattro?
There?
Jamie,
you broke the bottle outside?
No. Oh, no, no.
That was Dan, right?
Ross.
Oh.
Oh,
what
Ross,
the hell was he still doing here?
Bag.
Get him out of here.
Anyways,
show 4.
Yeah.
Again, we decided to give you the show that nobody asked for, which was us drunk talking about the Bachelorette.
By the way.
You're welcome, but anyway.
Luke Belair. Lux. In Cabernet
your dirtbag
is fucking
I'd like
amazing.
To meet your, I'd like to meet your lizard later.
Oh,
I mean, are you kidding me? Give me the,
my lord. Are you kidding? Me. This is great.
I'll try it.
Okay. Oh, God.
Okay, so here are the...
Anyways, so we have a
I'm
habit
you
of...
pick.
You guys will notice we have a habit of teasing something at the front, at the beginning of the show, and then never getting it to...
Never getting to it.
Yeah,
because we actually get along really well. We like talking to
we
each other.
We just start talking bullshit, and we forget... We forget where we are. Anyway, go ahead.
So I have 3 different topics of stories, and I'll let you pick which one you want me to go first on.
Okay. Okay, go ahead.
Me getting shanked slash stabbed. Okay.
I think we need to hear that.
Me passing out and hitting the walls with my braces, or me peeing slash pooping myself ish.
What I asked you if you pooped yourself, you said no.
I know, but I didn't want to tell that until now.
Okay. Gosh. How do I choose? I wish we could have like a live.
Listen, I was an alcoholic, like, okay? So I did some stupid ass shit. Yeah, me
too. Mine is not funny at all. It's actually really tragic.
Oh, no.
Not tragic, but I mean like.
Oh, no.
No, no, no. Not tragic, but you would go like, oh, she's an alcoholic. Like, well, not.
No, it's just, mine's totally an I'm alcoholic. The shanking one's probably not really my fault, but the other ones are.
Okay.
Which one do you want?
I feel like I want to hear the shanking one, but then I also now like the peeing pooping one.
Well,
at the same
they're both
time.
Different.
Oh, the peeing was a different time than the pooping?
I didn't really pee myself. I slid into my pee.
And then the poop is what?
Is very different.
A different
that's
time.
Something I've never told before. And Jesus Christ, I can't believe I'm saying a sorry to the person above.
Jamie, I'm going to have to go with the pooping one, right? I'm going to have to go. I know, because I have you at this perfect point of like you're mixing Luke Belair with wine and like you know.
I can't believe I'm about to tell like so many people this
I
story.
Have you in this moment and like you need to just
the
do it.
The only person who knows this is my husband, and I lied to him about the first time too because I never wanted to admit it. Okay. Okay, here we go. Here goes.
Here we go.
This is so embarrassing. I love you guys,
straight,
by the way, because I'm telling
straight
you this
into
shit.
The camera while you're saying it. I'm just joking.
I'm just joking. I'm going to make deep love
with
the camera.
Yeah, be very
okay,
intentional
about it. I'm on my first real deployment, right? So I'm in Afghanistan, and I'm there for 6 months, and I'm in my last week of my deployment. And the last week, you get transitioned back to LUD, which is in Qatar. And that's like your first glimpse of alcohol in like the real world again, right?
But so, you're in Qatar.
I'm in Qatar.
Okay.
But you're allowed to have alcohol.
Okay.
You're allowed to have 3 drinks. You're allowed to have like 3 beers or 3 shots or whatever.
And there's like a town there or you
it's,
do
no,
it?
No, it's like the base still.
Okay.
Like you're still on base.
But
so
you
it's
can
called,
drink there.
It's called Tent City. Yeah. You're allowed certain amounts. They like keep track of it. However, I had some buddies there who purposely like kept all their shots every day. Like they took three shots every day and kept it in a water bottle. So they had a whole water bottle full of vodka for me by the time I got back from Afghanistan. Like it was like a bro
okay,
thing. Like
yeah,
they
yeah,
were
yeah.
hooking me up.
Yeah, yeah. They're like,
so
here you go.
I had alcohol, Let's. Right? And I hadn't drank in super long. So before I went on the deployment, just a little backstory, I found out that my husband at the time was like cheating on me and had lied to me for the last 2 years. And so I was dealing with a very busy deployment, which my leadership didn't even want me to go on because I was like the first female ever to deploy to a combat zone, let alone Afghanistan. And it was a huge deal. So there's a lot of pressure on me.
Yeah.
So I performed very well and I was dealing with the shit in my marriage during the whole time too, which I had to back burner it. So the minute that I got to drink and kind of just relax with my friends,
you went
I went so for it.
You had the
and
stress behind
I
you
I had a lot of stress
the, yeah.
So I was 100% willing to chug the booze, which I did.
Sure.
So there was a contractor hanging out with us this night that we were hanging out in Tent City, and I was with one of the girls, Jasmine, and a couple other seer guys. And this contractor, his nickname was Abercrombie. Okay.
Because he's super hot.
And he was, because he looked like a motherfucking Abercrombie model.
Okay.
And he was sexy as shit.
Sure.
Super sexy. He like kept feeding me the booze. Right. And I'm, you know, like feeding myself the booze. And I remember at one point in the night, he was driving us like on the base. I don't know if he was supposed to be. He was driving us from like Tent City, I think, to like some karaoke place. And all I remember was like, you are so fucking hot. And if I was not married, I'd fuck you right now. And even though my
yeah,
husband's
even
a
though
fucking,
I'm not going to be married.
Like, even though my husband's a cheater, I'm not a cheater, but I would. I just want to let you know. Like, I had to tell him.
You were just being awesome, basically.
I was. Everyone was laughing about it the next
so
day,
awesome.
Going like, you were so honest.
You were really
but you
aggressive.
You had a lot of self-control, which we really appreciate.
Sure.
I end up drinking so much that night.
Right.
To the point where my girlfriend brought me back into my dorm room, like the room I was staying in for that last week, and I don't remember shit. I completely blacked out, but all I remember so have you seen the girls who do those glute exercises? Have you seen those glute exercises where like they're like the upper back is laying on the bench, but their like bottom half is like up on the ground. Okay.
And it looks really
It looks like they're having sex and stuff. In a really uncomfortable way. So I was passed out in that position, no joke. My upper body was stuck on the bed, but my lower body was down below off of it. And I had my pants like slightly pulled down and I had literally shit. In my pants, like so big old, I literally had big old turds, like big fucking honking turds.
In moments like this, are you always like, gosh, the surveillance footage of whatever happened? Like it doesn't exist,
there's
right?
No surveillance footage,
it doesn't exist. But if you think about it, okay, so I slid off.
The bed
and
I
pulled down my pants slightly. And
I must have pooped. I don't know. All I know is I woke up and I looked down with my pants slightly pulled down. And I went like really confused and scared. Like, oh my God. And I was like, oh, there's pooping in my pants. And I just went. And the first thing I did was I waddled over to the door to make sure it was locked because I thought Jasmine like dropped me off in my room and I think she came to check in to make sure I was okay.
You're like, do not check in
but
on
thank
me.
The fucking God that apparently my door locked because all okay, I remember good. Was the next morning asking Jasmine like, did you check on me?
Yeah, like,
did you come back in my room?
It's okay if you did. I was just like wondering if you like maybe peeked in or
and
just,
she was like no, your
me.
Door was locked. I was like,
thank God because I pooped.
And so what ground. I did was I took napkins and they were in my room and I was literally right next to the exit door and I like just flung the shit out of my pants. And then
did you have a bathroom in your room?
No, there was no bathrooms in the room. You had to walk actually pretty damn far to go to the bathroom.
So you like flung it out.
So I just flung it out over the side of the like,
which is probably your thinking at night. You were
like,
probably like
trailers. Dude. So we were in trailers basically. So I flung it out over the rail of the trailers. And I didn't even wipe my ass. I was still super fucking drunk. I just took off my pants, bottled them up in a corner, and just went back to sleep.
With poop still in your
I
butt.
I had no idea. I did not know. And I
it was
didn't
like
really
that.
Give a
you
fuck.
Were that wasted.
All I know is the next morning, it like all came to, and I was like, who the fuck am I? What the fuck did I do?
Right?
How did I get that drunk? I'm never telling anyone this in my entire life.
Blammo, you're welcome. Here you are. Oh my Lord.
And I washed my pants, but I was still so hungover / drunk that I washed my pants with other items.
What?
Yeah. Which had
with other
clothing items. I don't know why I did, but I washed them probably about 2 or 3 times. I literally put them 2 or 3 times through the wash. And then all I promised myself was I will never tell anyone in my entire life. So drinking broettes.
You're welcome.
I must really love you.
Cheers. Well, you might be drunk a little bit.
I would say that I'm not even drunk. I'm just, I would feel like a slight tipsy.
Yeah, just a little
madam.
Tip.
Just a little tip. So, but here's the thing. While I, listen, we all have these moments.
Here's the thing.
What? We all shit our pants.
Here's the thing.
Every once in a while.
While I, we all have moments.
We all.
And that is the moral of the story,
that's
I think.
The moral of the story. We all
that's
fuck
a good
up.
Moral.
Okay, so by the way, I just told my embarrassing story, the most embarrassing story I think I have. So now it's your turn, Miss Jessie Wiseman.
So I don't know.
I don't know me. I want you to think deep into the depths of the vault that you have, because I know you have a deep vault.
Well, so my last DUI that I got, what? I was in my
wait, you got
in my car and I went to Del Taco and was eating a burger. Got pulled over for driving maybe 2 miles an hour.
So are you for real right now?
Yeah.
You got a DUI?
Yeah. I was like 2.5. That's why I'm like it's tragic.
You were 25 years old?
No, I was 0.25.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Like it was like I shouldn't have been alive. And I just go like, what? So in my like
so you're
I said
wasted.
Like
you're wasted on
so
your mind.
So I'm
so let's
wasted
start from the
but
beginning
the
on this. Yeah.
I don't know what the beginning was.
Oh, so
I mean I was
out.
Just like drinking and then again I stopped for a burger and I was in LA. So mm-hmm. I was on a street that was busy.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's no street in LA that you can even go 2 miles an hour unless there's traffic. So
true.
At night it's just like I'm on this street eating a burger and going 2 miles an hour. And I don't really remember that much of it, but I just think of like I said, the surveillance of the moment, right? Where you're just like, so the cop is behind me and I'm just like, you just see this car, I mean, going so slow, bro. Like, and like, I must have, and I was full on eating a burger, but I must not have even thought I was driving. So I must have been like full on just like eating like I was in a restaurant or something and just going like 1 mile an hour. I don't even know.
Yeah.
Anyways, got pulled over, got a obviously a full on DUI.
So did you try to flirt with the cop at all?
Oh,
like,
my
in
God.
Your drunken state where you're like, hey, cop, like, and like,
I don't think I
hear my boobs.
I try and like, I tried to like, I think I probably tried to cry or something.
Like force a tear.
Yeah. But like, I mean, you're caught. But I almost am like, how long did they follow me?
Yeah.
Like that, right? Of just like,
at first
look
probably,
at
like,
this
maybe she's
bitch.
Just looking for something.
What
and
is
then,
going on? Like, what is the deal? Like, this person is barely moving on like a pretty busy street.
So they initially pulled you over for going too slow.
Yeah, I mean, but I think they could probably tell.
Listen, my mom said has gotten pulled over for going too slow. And she was sober as fuck.
Yeah.
Because she just drives. My mom just drives.
She got pulled over for going too slow.
Too slow.
Sober.
The cop pulled her over and was like, you are going way too fucking slow. You are a menace to society. You need to drive faster. Drive the fucking speed limit, woman. Which is so funny because when we were younger, my mom had asked us as kids, hey, if there's anything about me you could change, what would you change? And she was like bracing herself for some like radical
like, what's
shit.
The big thing?
And my sister and I both went, you need to drive faster. And she went,
oh God, I must have done a great job.
She's like, well, there could be
she
worse
must have
things.
Felt so good.
So I can only imagine. So maybe the cop was like, maybe she's trying to look for something.
Again, like, I don't
maybe
know.
Maybe she's slowing down to find where a restaurant is. And then
I don't have really good, like, clear cut stories, right? Because I was saying,
you're so
like,
blacked out.
I was a full on, I mean, alcoholic, right? Must have been.
I was too, I feel like, but
I was a bartender.
Thank God for
alcoholic,
all my friends who remember
like,
everything, supposedly.
Yeah. So I wasn't with anybody at that point, right?
Yeah.
I was in my car by myself.
Well, that's good, though.
So
you're being smart about your DUIs, at least.
Oh, my God. So,
can
yeah. So
that?
I don't have like fun poop my pants stories.
Listen,
do you know what I mean?
That's not a fun story.
I have
that's
like ruin your life DUI stories. And then like, again, I have just sort of like gray out, brown out, not brown
sure.
out.
Sure. Gray. No.
Didn't Dan tell
Dan
us that
it
had
said
to
it was brown.
Yeah,
it's
no.
gray out, people.
I have
it's gray
weird,
out.
I have weird like gray out kind of stories, yeah. right? Like I used to work at this place called Ye Rustic Inn. And I remember it was one of those places that you drink on the job, right?
Mm-hmm.
So by
oh, cool.
if you do like a, because it's a total dive, like all the
sure.
girls are just like tragic. So by the end of the night, you're cleaning up, you're still drinking. And we would like cook sausages on, do you know the coffee, like warmer, you know, those like old school coffee makers where it's like the,
yes, the little burner,
the glasses on the bottom. And then there's like a hot burner on the top. So you
yeah.
can put this on. So we were like cooking sausages, like drunk
on there
on the like warmer part, you know, and then my friend was eating like cold wings from the walk-in. So I don't have cute poop your pants stories.
What about
which
shanking
is a very
stories?
Like, there's no shanking.
You've been stabbed before?
I think at some point, well, you need to tell the stab story before
Listen,
we go for sure.
I teach a hand-to-hand combat / weapon takeaway lesson, whether it's weapons like a knife or a gun. And
yeah.
this is like my motivational, listen, guys, I've been shanked before, so you have to fucking listen to me type of story.
How does that make you the expert?
Students.
You obviously got shanked,
well,
so you
I'm
weren't
saying
able
I didn't
to
know what I had to do then. So now I
so
know.
So now you know. Okay, so what happened?
Okay, so first year of college at my university, I'm hanging out with a few of my girlfriends and a bunch of like football dudes downtown. So I told my parents, like, I'm very honest.
This
with
is
my
downtown
parents.
Where?
Okay, so I grew up in St. Louis, Missouri.
Okay.
And I'm super honest with my parents, like probably way too honest with my parents. And I went home before I think I went downtown. And I said, yeah, hey, I'm going down to Morgan Street, which is like not a great area. Hey, I'm going downtown St. Louis and we're going to go hang out for Mardi Gras. I'm a parent. And my dad was like, I highly recommend you do not go there. And I said, why not? And he goes, that area is dangerous. Some type of trouble is going to happen. You guys are going to get like, it's not good. He didn't
right.
say shanked, but he didn't ever expect
It'd be funny
that. But
if
he's like,
shanked.
Don't you dare. I'm recommending you don't. And of course, you know, you're like, fuck you, parents, when you're at that age. So I didn't listen. We went down, I think,
fuck
at
you,
like
mom and dad.
7, 8 o'clock at night, mm-hmm. right? We were all underage, so we all had fake IDs. We all were pre-drinking beforehand, so we didn't want to get caught by the cops. So we were down there around like 7, 8. We hung out till 11 p.m. We're all out in the streets because we didn't go into any of the bars. We're, you know, there's beads getting thrown. We're drinking. We have drinks with us. It's a blast. It's a great time. And so as 11 o'clock starts to roll around, more and more people are starting to get really wasted because they've been drinking the whole day. And literally, guys are getting so upset that girls weren't showing their tits like up in certain buildings and bars because mm-hmm. there's like, so we're all in like brick buildings and yeah. girls are up, you know, like 3 or 4 stories and they're not showing their tits or they are.
Yeah.
And guys weren't having it. So they yeah. were literally throwing their glass beer bottles up at the buildings and glass is like spraying on everyone down in the crowd. And fights start breaking out like crazy. So
yeah, when it's not actually New Orleans, like, right. you shouldn't really be doing but Mardi Gras.
No, I know, right? But
it just never really works out in the right way. Yeah.
So we all looked at each other and we're like, let's look at the hella Dodge because this is not good. And all of a sudden we start seeing cops starting to check, you know, a bunch of people's drinks and seeing what they had. And we didn't want to get caught. So we started like a string of people, right? Where you have the person's hand in front of you. You have the person's hand behind you. So we stay together in this crowd and we're all like kind of walking together. I'm second to last. My buddy Tim's behind me. We start walking and I will just say this. We're in East St. Louis. We're in St. Louis. It's primarily like, you know, a darker crowd, right? So my buddy Tim gets hit in the head by someone on accident. Listen, you're in a fucking crowd full of people, dude.
Hey.
You might take an elbow or something. Stop being a pussy. Fucking walk. Walk along. Walk along, pal.
Okay.
Right? So Tim gets hit in the head by an elbow on accident. Not purposely. He turns around and says the N-word.
Oopsie daisy.
Like hard R in it.
We would never.
Yeah. And all of a sudden I feel like a jerk of my hand because he stops and I'm like, what the fuck's going on? So of course, there goes Tiffany, has to be a hero. Cause I stopped all the fights in college, so I had to stop this one. I see him and some random, you know, dude about to fight it out because he called him the N-word. Right. And I was just kinda like, really?
To be fair, I mean he deserved it. But yeah.
Oh my God. So I looked at the dude and he was really nice. I said, hey man, listen, I put my hand on his chest. I said, we don't want to start shit. Listen, he's a fucking idiot.
He's only racist when he's drunk. I promise.
He's stupid. He did not mean to say that. Listen, I'm so sorry. And the guy was kind of like, oh, hey girl, what's up? Yeah. Okay. Oh, uh-huh, yeah. Yeah. Like type of thing. And I was like, sure. Okay, cool. Like I'm okay with this.
Right.
Cause he's not trying to fight me. This is great.
Right.
So I said, hey, man, I am so sorry. He calmed down. We were getting out of there. The minute that I start to walk away, his girlfriend comes out of the crowd out of nowhere and grabs my hair and says, bitch, get the fuck back here. Are you flirting with my dude? And I was like,
no.
No. And this chick is no joke. No joke. I'm not over exaggerating. Like probably 230, 250.
Okay.
Okay.
Deuce and a half.
And sure. she's a big broad.
Right, right, right.
And I was like, no. And by the way, I hate fighting. I don't like fighting. So I didn't want to fight. I always broke up the fights. And she's like, were you flirting with my dude? And I was like, no, I was not. Listen, my buddy was acting like an idiot. I'm sorry. We're trying to get out of here.
We're just trying to leave.
And so all of a sudden she like starts to come at me and she gets pulled away by her friends. So then I was like, cool. But then all of a sudden my hands go behind my back and I'm like, I don't know who has me. So I have hands behind my back and people are grabbing me and I don't know who they are.
Is it your buddies?
No,
is
it people? It's not my buddies. Oh, it's my random God. Strangers. So we have people holding her and people holding me thinking we were about to fight.
Right.
And all of a sudden a circle breaks out around us and I'm like, dude, what the fuck's going on?
Right.
And she starts talking more and more shit. Like, she's getting hyped by this. And I'm like, no, no, no.
No,
like
the whole time, no.
You know, like, no, I don't want this. And they let that bitch go. They let go of her arms or she gets out of it, whatever.
And they still have your hands.
And they still have my hands. And she starts running towards me. It felt like it was in slow motion. You know what I mean? Like, clearly. You see every piece of fat on her body just like
right,
like super slow motion,
right?
And all I thought to myself was, I'm not a fighter, I don't do this, but I need to defend myself. What the fuck do I have available to fight with? And I'm a track runner, I'm a collegiate track runner, I'm a sprinter, I have fucking strong ass legs. So I have two dudes holding my hands behind my back, so I decided to buck up off of them and mm-hmm. kick her in the chest, like fucking no joke, Spartan style.
Nice.
and I knocked the wind out of her. Like, she couldn't breathe. So she fell to the ground. She started huffing and puffing, you know.
Sure.
And the minute that my arms got let go of, because I did after I kicked her, I felt a nice scratch. That's all it was. It felt like a scratch on my side. That's it. All I know is the dude to my right got hit in the head by a beer bottle. Okay, and glass start breaking all over. I try to get away. I had one of my buddies, James, pick me up out of nowhere and just carry me off to the side because a huge fight started to break out.
Right.
After that, you know, a couple other girls came up and tried to fight me, but then other girls were defending me, going, no, she didn't start shit. Like, she was trying to break it up, and then it all stopped, thank God. And some old woman, this is probably the most peculiar thing of the night, an older woman, no joke, probably in her 70s, maybe 80s. Comes up, and it's probably like 11:30 at night, and she comes up with a little thing of Kleenexes, right? Like, you know, like the little purse pocket thing.
Yeah,
of Kleenexes.
Yeah, yeah. That
and
they,
she
like
goes,
always have.
Oh, honey, like you're bleeding. You need these Kleenexes. And
were you,
I
just
look
like
down.
Gushing?
And by the way, like, I'm wearing like a purple crop top type of thing, and
slut.
My super slut.
Four. Go ahead.
And my sister's yellow sweatpants, that like high-waisted sweatpants from Victoria's Secret, is Mardi Gras. Purple and yellow.
Okay.
Don't you look at me like that. Like, I'm like,
you're in St. Louis.
Like, I don't know
bro.
How to dress. I'm in St. Louis. So purple and yellow. So I'm wearing purple sweatpants,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
They're
yeah.
like crop sweatpants. And all I know is I see my skin curled open completely, bleeding profusely on my sister's sweatpants, which, by the way, if you ever borrowed your sister's clothes before, she's like,
I
will let you wear this, but you better not ruin it, because if you do, you're gonna owe me all the money for it.
And I can imagine. Yeah,
that's all I cared about at the time.
You're like, dude,
she's gonna kill me.
Bit, pass out.
I didn't care about my skin curled wide open and the fact
so
that you could
blood.
See like
yeah.
white, you know, like shit in my skin. So of course I'm, you know, we drank. So we walked away. We finally all walked away. We went to Quick Trip, which is a gas station. We got butterfly band-aids and Neosporin. The guys put them on me. I decided not to go to the hospital at night because I was concerned because I was underage drinking. I didn't want
yeah,
to tell my
yeah,
parents
yeah.
yet.
You never want to.
Right?
Yeah.
So I went to my parents the next morning. And I remember I sat on the kitchen counter. And I was like, hey, Mom, Dad, I got a story to tell you. I told them the exact story. And my mom's face was dropped. She's
horrified.
Like, we're taking you to the hospital right now.
By the way, our moms... Yeah. What they had to deal with.
Jeez, I
feel
terrible
for her.
The
fact that we are even alive. Like, I have stories like that too. Like, I have just these like crazy nights where you're just
no.
like, dude,
yeah.
I should not be fucking alive,
I know.
Dude.
My mom was.
I
my
got
mom
into
even
that,
that
car, or I did that, or I went to that fucking random place with like, I was the only girl, or like, do you know
right?
what I mean? You think of those kind
my
of
mom
shit.
My mom told me that moment when I talked to her. She's like, you're lucky you're still alive and they didn't get you somewhere place else. And all I remember was people asking me like what I got stabbed with and stuff. I'm like, listen, I don't know. It was obviously clean cut. All I know is when she took me to the hospital the next day, it's funny you call me a slut, because the lady who actually did my stitches, she started to ask me a bunch of questions. She's like, wait, did it cut your clothing?
Yeah.
And I was like, no, it didn't.
No,
and she
I
goes,
didn't have any.
What were you wearing?
Yeah. Yeah,
and I was like,
yeah.
well, I was wearing a crop top and high-waisted sweatpants.
You.
And she goes, why
she
was your
you.
Belly exposed?
Yeah.
And no joke, my mom saw this. And my mom being protected, Mama Bear goes to the lady,
doesn't
excuse
matter.
Me, why does it matter what my daughter was wearing?
Love it.
How about she just put on her liquid stitches so we can get out of here?
I love it. So you got liquid stitches?
I got liquid stitches.
Gross.
So the problem is, if you wait too long to get stitches, right, they have to give you liquid stitches, because if they give you normal stitches, it can cause an infection. So they literally had to... Thank God I was in great shape then. As a track runner, they had to squeeze my skin together at the time
yeah.
on my hip and give me liquid stitches. And it looked like, honestly, like I had a leech on my skin. My sister.
Where it's like a scar
was
that was like
was
a little bit.
It was very
up.
Bumpy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was like, it looked like a leech just hanging out. My sister made fun of me for the longest time and said it was the grossest thing. And now I got a tattoo kind of over it. But it's funny because I forget that I even have it until someone goes, wait, what's that? Is that a tattoo? Wait, what's that scar? I'm like, oh, yeah, I got stabbed. And they're like, excuse me? And
so
then there
fun.
Comes the story.
Lucky.
So all I know is
I never
that the
gotten
next
stabbed.
Day in college, literally everyone was talking about it. Dude, Tiff got stabbed, man.
You're
like,
a legend,
what a
dude.
Badass. And I was
You're
like,
a legend, bro.
How is that cool that I got stabbed? Doesn't it mean that I'm a weak ass bitch who obviously couldn't defend herself?
No.
But yeah, there we have it. That's
you know
the story.
It's cool. You know it's cool. Don't act like you don't know it's cool.
I mean,
it's pretty fucking badass. And also in college too, where you're like, even, do you remember when like someone would break their leg?
Yeah.
Even if it like wasn't in a cool way. No, you're like,
they would tell it. Yeah.
But it was like cool. So cool. You're like, you fucking broke your leg, dude. You have a fucking scar. Now it's like, dude, tragic, but you know you were badass and you know you felt badass too.
I just remember everyone tried asking to look at it. Okay. Right. They're like, hey, can I look at the wound? And the doc had like patched it up and they said, listen, don't take this Band-Aid off for
and
at least a week.
You just kept, you lifted it at every,
no, I didn't.
Every turn.
I lifted up my shirt and I was like, here you go. That's it. And they were like, oh my God, that's huge. When in reality, it wasn't really that big.
Yeah.
But people thought, I just kept thinking to myself, like, I don't know. I had a different perspective about fighting after that. After that, I wanted to learn how to fight. Particularly,
yeah. No,
so I mean, defend myself.
I think definitely once you're in a weird, like, vulnerable situation like that.
Oh, yeah. I want to know how to defend myself. I'm so glad I know how to now, and I teach people how to do it for a living.
Definitely.
And that's why I use it as motivation. Like, hey, listen, turds. I didn't know how to defend myself, probably like most
of
you guys.
And you found yourself
either.
In a situation where you were literally, like, hands behind your back.
Oh, yeah.
Someone's coming towards you.
Yes.
What do you do?
I had no idea.
You had to be resourceful and
crafty.
And
I wasn't probably in the best state of mind. I wasn't like super wasted. Like I was with it, but I was still tipsy. You know what I mean?
Do you teach people about the pooping in your pants part?
No.
Or is
dude,
that,
no.
You
listen.
Don't teach them how to not do that? Because that could be a class that I could maybe teach because I've never. Do you know what I mean?
No.
But like, yeah. So
I'm
you teach people, you teach people how to defend themselves and then I'll just be like, hey, here's how you don't poop in your pants. I don't know how, but like I just never have.
Just don't be that fucked up to do it. I'm going to regret telling this story. I'm not even kidding. I'm going
to
regret it.
It's so good. I used to live in this house with like a bunch of, you know, when in college as well.
Yeah.
And there was this girl that would always use this shitty couch that we had in the living room as a toilet. And I think that.
What?
It was just this thing where she would get drunk and she would like be in her bed and walk out. Like we would all be out there like playing video games or like hanging out drinking. She would come out.
And just pee on the couch?
Pull her pants down, sit down just exactly like she's in the bathroom, pee. And it's this couch that we like knew. You just don't sit on the couch because this girl's going to come out and like it's her bathroom. And she would die if she knew the next day, right? But
she
would come out in this like glazed over state. You couldn't even, you don't want to wake her up because it's like if she's, you know, if you wake people up, they're sleepwalking.
Yes, I've heard that. It's bad.
Don't do it. So we would all just like, we'd pause
alone.
The game or whatever. And she would just like. Sit down on the couch, pee, pull her pants back up, and go back into her room. And we're
but
just
drunk.
Like, ah, oh, yeah, drunk. And we're just like, ah, oh, fuck, dude. And it's like, we have to keep the same couch because we don't want to get a new one and have her do it again.
Wait, please don't tell me anyone sat on that couch.
No, we wouldn't
like,
tell. If we didn't like you, we wouldn't tell you. But for the most part, everyone knew. Everyone knew that
up.
That's like her bathroom couch or whatever.
Yeah.
This
gross, is my pee pee couch.
Come to find out,
listen,
it's me.
I had a cousin who used to sleepwalk when
he was younger.
No,
I'm just joking.
Yeah, right.
No,
it was actually me. Listen, we can be best friends. I've shit myself. You pee couches.
No, I don't.
This is the best friendship.
I don't. I wish I had a better story.
Okay, well,
mine is just like eating a burger
then, so.
And driving super slow and having cops laugh behind me. I'm sure for like a mile, but they're just like, "What are we gonna do
I
with this
with
fucking
that.
Bitch?" Right?
I could do. Do
we
like
need
check.
To go out and do some dumb boomerangs and
we
take
do.
Some drunken selfies.
Yeah.
So do you want to, I know who you're going to nominate.
Yeah,
and
I have a
I
drinking
think,
broette of the week.
Yeah, I've never met her, but I really want to.
You've
and
heard
I know
about
she's,
her.
I've heard about her
from
and
me.
I know she's from you and actually from Jared as well. And
yeah.
so I know that she's like someone pretty big in the space and I'd like to, until you guys
submit
we get into the group and we earn your trust and we get to get submissions from you guys and all of this until then we're just going to nominate cool people in the space that we like
so
who is your gal?
My nominee for this week is Tara Keen, which aka I'm terrible, aka just another day
AKA,
in paradise,
aka
is that funny,
super hot bitch, that's funny,
just another day in paradise. She came up with that hashtag. Isn't that awesome?
That's good. That's
okay,
good.
So first of all, if you guys look up I'm Terrible on Instagram, you guys will see a gorgeous woman.
She military?
She was prior military, prior Marines, fucking badass.
Nice.
But you'll see a gorgeous woman, and a lot of people will see her for her looks and go, ugh, right? She is by far, hands down, one of the most loveliest women I've ever met in my life. By far, one of the biggest hearts that you can have for people. She has. She's always willing to help them. She's constantly doing, you know, any type of fundraisers or donations. Anything that she gets from social media, like any money she makes, she literally is giving away.
Yeah.
Towards organizations.
And we are going to want to have her on at some point.
Oh, yeah. We're definitely going to have her on for some point. She is more than her looks. People judge her on her looks, which, by the way, she's fucking stunning. But she is... She's just an amazing person.
Yeah.
And she loves people.
And a badass.
She's super fucking funny. She's hilarious. She's got a great sense of humor. She's one of my best friends out there. And so this goes out to her for being that amazing friend that you can count on, who's trustworthy, who's honest, who tells it like it is. Are you done with that? You needed more booze.
Look at this. Cheers.
And
well, we're going to go out. Like I said, we're going to boomerang.
Yeah, beautiful and badass. And yeah. I love women like that.
I can't wait to meet you.
The whole package. Tara, you fucking rock. I love your face. You rock my socks off and you give me, guess what she gives me, Jesse?
What?
Guess what she gives me? A lady boner.
Get her out of here. Get her out of here. I can't even handle it right now.
Get her out of here.
All right.
I love you guys.
Love you. Awesome. I am Jesse Wiseman. She is Tiffany Hart. She is military. I just play one on TV. You are what?
At The Real Tiffany Hart.
And I am Jesse Wiseman on All the Bullshits.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Love you.
Good
guys.
Night. Night. Where are we going?
Drink your face off.
Where should
off?
We go?
To all the bars.
I'm going to do alcohol tonight. Yeah, you've been watching every move and plotting your next move on every girl I'm moving on. Yeah, don't you better things to do.